I think some time back you asked me about before I came into the Army, and I told you because at that time I was a secretary at Savannah State College, and the only other job available in Savannah for black females teaching school, and I didn't want to be a teacher. And just a bit about my coming to the Army, I received a direct commission, which is unheard of now, and of course they suspended it quite some time ago. Well, based on my experience and my college education, I came into the Army as a first lieutenant. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I had to do was complete basic training in order to retain my commission. And I wish I could tell you how long the course was. I think it was, oh my gosh, you know, it's funny. I think I've written down someplace how long the basic course was, but I've forgotten what it was. But I know I came in September and graduated in February of 59. Mm-hmm. And I had several jobs, as you can see, and I got promotions pretty much. I was very lucky. I said I was in the right place at the right time because I got promotions pretty readily. Because as a first lieutenant, I moved on up to a captain, and 3 years later, and 5 years later, I was a major, and 4 years later, a lieutenant colonel. And in 1978, which was about 7 years later, I became a colonel, and I was just amazed at my progress. Mm-hmm. Because what I did, I must mention, I had good bosses. Except for the time that, I'm trying to think. Well, until I had gone to this job that I mentioned, I didn't even like, I lacked it, but I didn't like not being put in the position. I had all female bosses. Mm-hmm. And they were great bosses. Because when I first came in, it was the Women's Army Corps, as you realize. But then, when the Women's Army Corps was about to be disestablished, mm-hmm. we had to select a branch, one of the other existing branches of service, and I selected the Adjutant General's Corps. And the reason I selected the Adjutant General's Corps was because it was basically administration, and that's what I had done mm-hmm. as a member of the Women's Army Corps. Little did I know that I could have selected any branch I wanted, and they probably would have accepted me, because there were some women who selected the military police branch, and they had not done anything in military police. Some selected engineer branch. They gave them the engineer. Some selected quartermaster. I could understand quartermaster. It was more aligned with what they had done, because it was mostly supply, mm-hmm. logistics, quartermaster. But I selected what I was most comfortable with, and that was the Adjutant General's Corps. Mm-hmm. And you probably know by checking out your history here that the Corps was disestablished in 1978.
How do you feel about that it was disestablished?
Well, I felt kind of sad. And even now I said to myself, one day it'll be resurrected. It probably mm-hmm. won't be, but we had such... It was such a neat group of people. It was something that I think that was lost, the camaraderie of the people, the togetherness. We had so much, I don't know, what am I about to say? We had so much pride, and not only in the Corps, but on what we did. And I was just so blessed that throughout my career, when I had women on my staff, I can remember how what good workers they were. They always did their very best. They tried to make you look good, and they made me look good, and that's why I was so lucky to get promoted all those times, because they really worked themselves to death. Not to death, really, but they worked very hard mm-hmm. because they did their very best. And if you see a retired WAC now, I mean, we have so much to be grateful for, mm-hmm. because the Corps molded us into being such not only good soldiers but good citizens too. Mm-hmm. I think it brought out the best in all of us. Mm-hmm. And I really can't talk enough about the Women's Army Corps, because it provided me with such a great life. such great experiences. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry to see it go, but I could understand why it left, because it was, the Women's Army Corps was very general. In other words, the Adjutant General's Corps, the administration, you had the Quartermaster Corps supply, you had logistics, you had Transportation Corps, all of those you could pinpoint on what, you could see what they did, you know, they could point something in that, put something in that pigeonhole. Mm-hmm. But the Women's Army Corps was very general. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we worked with other corps, with other groups of people, because our corps was just, it was just too general. The only thing that we had going for us, we had basic training. We taught the women. But then if the corps was being disestablished, the basic training became integrated. There's something that came out very recent, that there's a consideration for separating the basic training again. I don't know how they're going to do this. And this has come about as a result of all this harassment you read about now. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how they're going to do that, because even when we still had the Women's Army Corps, we began to get male trainees in the units. And so I don't know how they're going to do it, but I think it's being considered to separate the men and the women from basic training. And but I wonder how it's going to work, considering the fact that regardless of where you get your training, you're going to have to work together.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact they need to consider.
That's a fact. You're still going to have to work together once you get out. But you know, it was very amazing to me, in a way that, as I mentioned, I came from a segregated environment in Savannah, all black, you know, associates and schools and whatnot. But I had no trouble when I came to basic training, and could probably be because I was older than some of the other women in training. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how old I was, but I didn't serve at the Last Supper. But I was able, you know, I didn't have any difficulties at all. Mm-hmm. I had no difficulties at all, because people are just people. Mm-hmm. And I've looked at all of my assignments like that, and I look back and I had so many good people working with me at all grades, privates on up. And I just hope that those people who I supervised would have fair things to say about me. Not good, fair things, because I do think I was a fair boss. Mm-hmm. I did treat people equally. That is, I was fair to each one of them, mm-hmm. maybe in different ways, but fair to them. And I definitely tried not to show favorites, because I didn't have any favorites. I couldn't afford to have favorites. Mm-hmm. I just had to do a job and do it the best that I could do. And I'm just rambling off from one thing to another, aren't I?
That's fine. That's what we need. Let's see. Mm-mm-mm. I thought of a question just a second ago. I was going to ask you, and I can't remember. Could you tell me a little bit about the activities you've been involved in since your retirement?
Yes. Oh, I would love to. Some of them I'm no longer involved in, but others I have. I think I have them on. I'm doing volunteer work right now. Okay. As of now, I'm the vice chair for the Retired Senior Volunteer Program Advisory Council, which covers all of Calhoun County. In mm-hmm. fact, we have a meeting tomorrow. And I'm a tutor at the Katie Stone Elementary School in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. I'm a standby meal on wheels deliverer. When I say standby, I used to do it full time, but I don't do it. I'm available if they need me. Mm-hmm. I'm sort of on call. Formerly, I was a deputy registrar for Calhoun County, but they told me they didn't need it anymore because they have a new program now, so they don't need any deputies, which means that I recruited people to be voters. In mm-hmm. other words, they applied through me to become voters. Mm-hmm. I don't know of anything else I do. I've had a lot of memberships. I don't really do that much. I guess that's, I can't believe that's all I do, but I guess that's all I really do.
Are you still active with NAACP?
Well, I'm just a member. I'm just a member of some of these. I don't do anything. I'm just a member. But I'm a member of the local chapter of the WAC Vets.
Mm-hmm.
The Heritage Chapter 62. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't heard that much about it. What specifically do y'all do at your meetings and stuff?
Well, if you like, you can come to our meeting next week. But it's you work though. It's 6:00 in the evening. We meet at the American Legion. It's up on the hill. You know, Jacksonville, maybe you've never seen it.
Yeah, I have. I have a friend of mine goes to stuff at the American. Her father, she's from a military family, and her father was a sergeant.
What's her name?
Lenore Haygood. Do you know her?
No.
She's more active with the one in Birmingham. Cause that's where she's originally from.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that she goes up here sometimes.
Well, we have a very large chapter in this area of WAC Vets who belong to it. And we meet every second Friday. And now we're meeting up there. And we need to meet other places, but we have recently been going there. And we'll support veterans in this particular area. We have persons, and Carol is our representative at the VA hospital in Birmingham, and she can probably tell you more about what goes on, because I've been missing some meetings because they meet at 6:00 and I don't drive at night. Unless I get a ride to the meeting, I don't go, because I just don't feel comfortable driving at night anymore.
I wear contact lenses, and I think I'm night blind or something. When I drive at night, especially on the freeway, it's horrible. It's horrible. So that's why when I have to go like long distances, I try to go in the afternoon and try to get there before evening, because my eyes, I don't know what my problem is.
Well, it's oncoming traffic just blinds me. I'm just blind, you know. I can remember once I was going home, and it's dark where I live. I live off Nesbitt Lake Road. And traffic was coming, and I was going, and I couldn't, I just had to pull on the side of the road and just regroup. I could not see. People were behind me, but I guess they were fortunate they didn't run into me. They were going slow, but I just could not see. I was blinded, and I just don't like to drive at night. I can drive in lighted places, but if it's not lighted, and around here it's not lighted.
Like where you live, there's the street
lights.
It's
dark, and it's two-lane highway, and it's a ditch on one side and something else. But I enjoy living out there.
How long have you lived out there?
Since 1976.
76?
I lived in Jacksonville. Do you know where Jamestown Apartments are?
Yes, ma'am.
I lived in Jamestown Apartments 3 years when I came back here in 1973. I lived in Jamestown Apartments for 3 years, and then I found out that I would be staying here until I retired, you know? And I said, I don't want to pay rent that much longer. Because that was
it's a waste.
I know.
You don't get any return.
And so I just had a house built and moved out in the country.
Okay. Is there anything that you wish that you had done in your life that you haven't gotten a chance to do?
I wish I had been more active in the military. I wish I had been more physically active, because now I'm really in rut. You know, I wish I had kept bicycle riding. I wish I had kept doing those things I knew how to do, because I can't do them anymore. And I wish I had been more physically active. I wish I had gone and played tennis instead of going to the club or something, you know, things like that.
Is there anything that now that you wish that you would like to do, right now?
I would like to travel more, but I don't travel because I don't like to leave my dog. I know that sounds stupid.
No.
But particularly as he gets older. But I'd like to travel more.
A lot of people like that with their pets. My sister has 2 dogs. She treats them just like her children. She has a little convertible, and she wraps their she wraps her leash around, you know, so they have some freedom, but you know, they're pretty constricted. And they try to go eat at outdoor restaurants where dogs are allowed. And their life is revolved around those dogs. They're her babies.
Where does she live?
My sister was in North Carolina.
No, I was wondering if they had places here. But, you know, that's one of the things I noticed when I was in Germany. The people brought their dogs to the restaurants. And the dogs were as disciplined as the children. The dogs would just lie down under the tables on the side and would not make a whip. And they'd, you know, be might be several dogs at the same table. They never caused any commotion. They would just, and they were not, you know, dogs for disabled people. They were just dogs, people, they're just people's pets.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought them in.